Praise the name of the Lord. Good to see you here this morning. I'd like to welcome Brother Bruce McDermott and Pauline that's with him. And Pamela. Oh, well, I get these things right eventually. Lot less numbers. Brother Bruce used to come up here with our conventions quite a number of times, a lot more people. It's thinned out these days. Mind you, this is not a convention, but you're very welcome. We still love the Lord. There's only one thing that's different about it. We love Him better than we used to. We're starting to realize how very important He is to each one of us. Anyway, you're welcome, and may the Lord bless you. Shall we stand and sing 490, Burdens Now Are Lighter? Burdens now are lighter, brighter is my way. It is such a joy to walk with Him. When this journey here is o'er, I'll set my feet on heaven's shore. The old joy will just begin. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, today I know I'm free. He is with me, and if I stay close to Him, Tim's away today and won't be back until Wednesday. He's up with his parents up in Northland. So that's why you're looking at my face again. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's sing number 491. We have come into this house to magnify His name and worship Him. Where do we do that from? Our heart. Praise His name.
Thank you.
coming out and pray for us today.
That second verse we sang of that song, let us forget about ourselves, concentrate on Him and worship Him. That's my prayer for myself this morning, that I may forget about myself. And for you out there, forget about last week. It's gone. You can't bring it back. Concentrate on the now and how God wants to bless you now. Lord, we just commit, Lord, this time to you, Lord, and thank you for it. Thank you for the freedom we have here, Lord, to worship you in spirit and in truth. We pray your touch upon each of our lives this morning as we meet together. In your name, amen.
You know, we can't worship the Lord in a mechanical way. It's got to be from our heart, and that's a love. And if you want Him to bless you this day, do it from your heart. And all you got to do is forget about yourself, as the song says, and praise Him, and He'll come in and He'll do it. 480, just a little longer, and the trump of God shall sound. Just a little longer, and the trump of God shall sound. Just a little longer, and glory, glory down. Look away to heaven, glory and sin, glory now. Just a little longer. Thank you. If we keep our eyes down and just look all around us, we'll pick up all the bad vibes, all the problems, all the things we want to get over. And especially when you come to the service, is lift your eyes up. Let your heart be free. Let the Holy Spirit come down and just be you. Lift it up. Be an example for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's sing number 584, All Hail King Jesus, All Hail Emmanuel, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the bright and morning star. Sing that song a bit different than the last bit, but the printing's different. That's why I'm fading off, trying to think, what is it saying? What am I singing? But anyway, we got through it fine. Let's sing number 592. Let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is He. If you're down, talk about Him. Let's talk about Jesus. Just about now is when you start to lift in yourself. If you've come here a bit sad, a bit of problem, something that's bugging you a little bit, well, this is about now when the Holy Spirit lifts you up. Why? Because you've put into it what you wish. Let's sing 2, 3, 4. He washed my eyes with tears that I might see. The broken heart I had was good for me. Just remember the words as we sing this. It's a particularly nice hymn, and I love it. He washed my eyes. Just close your eyes and just feel His presence. Call out to Him from your own heart. We love you, Lord Jesus. Just move in our midst, Lord, and not only here in the auditorium, but also on the internet and the CDs at their time of listening. May it stir their hearts too. I know one day, Lord, I was hearing the things of the gospel, but I wasn't listening. It didn't mean that much to me until your Holy Spirit came in and started to reveal to me how real you were. And you weren't just history. You were God Himself. He took the time to come down and speak to me with a still small voice. I knew I had to do something. That was you, Lord. And you'll do it for all your sons and daughters. For those that don't know which way they need to turn to find God, it's right there in their heart, talking to them, even right now as I speak. We love you, Lord, with all our heart. Let's sing that hymn again. He washed my eyes with tears. He washed my eyes with tears that I might see the broken heart my hand was good for me. It was holy. So true, those words. You may be seated. I haven't asked Brother Bill, but I wonder if you would have bring the prayer request. There isn't any that we have on the internet. We may have some from up the coast. And anybody that has any prayer requests from the congregation, give it to Bill right now. Thank you, Brother Bill.
Well, he's real. He really, really answers prayer. I can just stand here this morning and just confidently say that God answers prayer. Amen. He's a great God. I just want to share the scripture before we go. Psalm 86, 15 to 17. Jan just shared it with me this week, and it's you've been a great anchor for me this week. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto me and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant and save the son of thine handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed, because thou, Lord, hast hope in me and comforted me. Amen. Right, let's go. Paul and Pauline, got a closer walk. Amen. Sister June? James? Naya?
Yeah, from Singapore.
Singapore, okay. What about you, Hughesies? With the orphanage where Dee Dee went to. Mama? Just for Isaac, yep. You now we and Pete?
Our family,
amen. Nona?
Unspoken,
praise God. Tina? Yep. Diane needs a touch from the Lord today to strengthen her up. Up there in the, what do you call it, the crow's nest? Leah? For the boys, amen. Mari? Needs healing. Is it the McDermotts?
Yes.
Yeah.
Grandchildren.
For grandchildren, amen. Hallelujah. For what?
Sorry?
What for the grandchildren? Do you want some grandchildren or? Amen. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes it's not even in our own lifetime that they come to it, you know. Like the testimony I shared about Naomi. Yep. Amen. Praise God. Any more? Amen. What about you, bro?
Yeah. To love the Lord greater.
Amen. Let's pray, eh? Let's just really hold on to the Lord. Hold on to the Lord and just really believe. Just no doubt in our minds. So, Lord, we just, come before you this morning, Lord. We don't come lightly, Lord. We come gravely before you, Lord, solemnly before you, because we have a great need for you, Lord, to touch so many areas of our lives. But, Lord, we just thank you that you have hope in us and helped us, Lord, and you have comforted us. Great is your mercy, Lord. Plenteous, Lord. You know, like just what I shared the other day, Lord, that, you know, your thoughts towards us are more than all the sand on all the beaches in the whole wide world. That's just incredible.
Amen.
Lord, and so we just press into you this morning, Lord, just for the many, many needs we have, Lord. Just for a closer walk with you, Lord Jesus. Well, that's up to us. We've got to step into that. Put the other things to the side. I know even for my own self, just put other things to the side. Put God first. Lord, just for, is it James Nyer in Singapore, Lord, just for a touch from him. For our son Isaac, Lord, we thank you for how far you've brought him just in the time that the saints have been praying and just in the last few weeks, Lord. And we're so grateful to you, Lord. Can't tell you how grateful I am, Lord.
Thank you, Lord,
that you have shown your hand mighty and strong, Lord, and that you are worthy to be trusted, Lord. You're so worthy, Lord. Lord, just pray for my daughters, Lord, that they'll just cling to you, Lord Jesus, that you truly will be the anchor in their lives. Lord, for all those unspoken prayer requests, Lord, we just commit unto you. For our dear sister Diane, who's unable to be here, just needs a touch from the Lord, just to strengthen her body, Lord. Just strengthen her. I hope she's listening now, Lord. Just that she would reach out and just touch the hem of your garment this morning, Lord Jesus. Lord, for Peter and Hineawe's whānau, Lord, for their children and their mokopunas, Lord. Lord, we cry out to them. We cry out to you. you, Lord, for their daughter, Lord. Lord, that she would just be restored back to you, Lord, and back to them, Lord. Cry out to you in Jesus' name, Lord. Just pray for just a little, yeah, just a little something this week, Lord, that would just encourage them, a little touch, a little contact, a little something, Lord. Lord, just to strengthen their faith and hope in you, Lord, that they can see that your hand is on their daughter's life, Lord. For the boys, Lord, for Jackson and Nico, Lord, just draw them unto yourself. It's such a, there's so many distractions in this world, and there's so many things that we want to take our young people away from the Lord. Even Mr. McDermott just sharing about his mokopunas, Lord. There's so many things our kids could focus on and put their time and energy into, but Lord, just, Lord, you're greater than all of that, Lord. And if they could just see that, Lord, just draw them unto yourself. Just open their eyes, just like it said, Lord, and just wash our eyes with your tears, that we might see the great need that we have for you, whether we're older or younger or just little, Lord. Do that, Lord, we pray. For Mari, Lord, for her whānau, for salvation, even for Merle, Lord, for her husband and her son-in-law, is it? Just for salvation for them. Lord, your arm is not too short. Lord, you can do anything, Lord. If you can save Paul, you can save anyone. Lord, he was totally opposed to you, Lord, totally. But you just picked him up and turned him around and set him on the road, the right road, Lord. Yeah, so just pray for Mr. McDermott's mokopunas, Lord, just that they would know you, Lord. Not just know about you, but actually know you, Lord. And, yeah, just that you would have your way in our hearts this week. Help us to be real McCoysey Christians this week, Lord. Just showing love, Lord, mercy, compassion, Lord. Lord, that you would use us for your glory and honor this week, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. And pray for Timmy, Lord, up in Tauai with his parents. May he have a blessed day with them today and just a real precious whānau time way up there, up north, Lord. Pray for Junie's mercies for him, Lord. It's just a Russian roulette every time we step in our car and go out on the main road, Lord. But we know that your keeping power is greater. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sister Pauline, you have an item that you'd like to share with us. We have lunch today as usual in the hall. All are welcome. And 1 p.m. service as usual. And then 7 p.m. on Tuesday, we have our regular prayer meeting. One thing I didn't mention for to do with the prayer request was for the meetings to be held in Malaysia that the Lord would undertake for them, and especially for, which he did mention anyway, Brother James Nair there in Singapore, especially him because of what he's been through, but just undertake for us all. Thank you, Pauline. Good to see Tony Ann and Eloise here. Lord bless you, Eloise. She even knows my name and says it. Look, just while we remain seated, let's sing Shine On Me, Shine On Me. And then Brother Howard will bring the message to us. Shine on. Get warm, you get out into the sun and you feel it. If you want to be touched by the Lord, just let Him shine on you and you will be. He's very good at blessing one. Thank you, Brother Howard.
God bless you all. God bless you, Brother Bruce. This is an old timer. Been here many times, many years ago, and it's nice to see you in your Bev, is it, or yes. Pamela? Sorry, I'm sorry, but we're really glad to be here, and we just pray the Lord will speak to our hearts in a wonderful way. So when He shines on us, when the Holy Spirit shines on you, that's it. There's nothing else compares with that. God comes to you, you know He's there. Amen. He's so real, He's so wonderful. Amen. There's nobody like our Lord. And if you've ever been in the presence of God, you'll know what I'm talking about. And He wants to bless you and He wants to help you. He wants to encourage you. I was reading yesterday, He's the rock of our strength. He's the rock of our strength. And it says, only trust in the Lord. Don't trust in anything else but Him. Because He can do a wonderful work in your life and the lives of those around you. And I just love Him and I praise Him, for I found Him to be faithful and true. He'll never fail you. He will never fail you. Some people think, oh, I think God's failed. No, He hasn't failed you. He's just in control. He pulls the levers when things have to be done. I know that's a fact. And we just praise Him for His wonderful grace to us. Brother James Neer, we had a bit of contact with him in Singapore, and he was sharing with me how the goodness of the Lord has moved in to his life, the passing of his wife so suddenly like that. He just realized how faithful God is. He's a great comforter. He's not going to leave you stranded. God doesn't work like that. He's your Heavenly Father. He keeps you and sustains you. And I love Him for it. Who loves the Lord? Say amen. Amen. He's just so wonderful. So I wonder if we could just stand for the reading of God's Word from the book of Psalms, 135, verse 15.
Ha.
I had to have a smile of this scripture because it's got a not a funny side, but it's humorous. I suppose it's something about this, and see if you can see it too. The idols of the heathen are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes they have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouths. And this is the verse that was amusing to me. And they that make them are like unto them. So everyone that trusteth in them. And brothers and sisters, you know, the reason they have no mouths and ears and everything, because they're talking to a block of wood or a stone. That's the problem. Stones don't talk very well. Although Jesus said, if they don't praise the Lord, he'll raise up stones to worship him. So God can do all things. Praise the Lord. I'd also like to turn to the other scripture I have here, which is Mark 16. Mark 16, verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth not and is baptized shall be he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they may recover. Is that what your Bible says, Bill? It doesn't say that, does it? They shall recover. And so I just pray that as we continue to read verse 19, so then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. They went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. You know, some people say, well, it's not all signs and wonders. That is true. But it's also true that there are signs and wonders that follow the word. So, brothers and sisters, it's really important to keep our balance and not go the extreme one way or the other. So I pray that God will bless this word. Shall we just pray? Lord Jesus, we come to thee in the name of Jesus Christ this morning. We thank you for your precious word. It's faithful and true. We can depend upon it because it's your word and you cannot lie, neither can you change. So I pray, Lord, that you'll speak to every heart here, those listening here and those who are listening at this time, Lord, on the internet, whatever country they're in, I pray that you'll bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I've entitled this thought, A Vindicated, Dynamic Religion. Now, a religion is a word we don't use a lot, you know, like in our circles, as it were. But it's very common in years gone by. You know, the John Wesleys and Martin Luther's and all those people, they always use the word religion. Charles Finney and Charles Spurgeon and all those brothers, they all use the word religion frequently. It's talking about, well, I'll tell you about it shortly. And so I want to speak about that, a vindicated dynamic religion. And I pray that God will bless it to us. I'm often challenged about religion. Often. Is our religion or belief producing what it should? Good thing to ask. Or are we just a club with the rest of them? Does it produce what it should? It's a really good thing to examine our hearts concerning this, and there are so many religions today, even as in our first reading of idols. But idols are more than stones and blocks and wood. That idols can be right in your living room. An idol can be in your bedroom. And it's not necessarily a figurine or an image sitting on your dresser. An idol is anything that comes between you and God. Anything that takes God's place is an idol. And so we see many churches full of religion. Oh, religion everywhere. And I don't want to go and criticize anybody because we need to criticize ourselves, really. And further on, we see so many religions in the Word today. They're all different. Then we come to ourselves, what do we believe? Or better still, what do we have is the question. Now, from the beginning, the last instruction from our Lord, before he was taken up, this is what he said. This is what Jesus Christ said. Let's read that again, Mark 16:15. And he said unto them, this is the last instruction to the church. And this is what we should be listening to and taking heed to. It was the last thing Jesus said to the believers. Go out into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He didn't say go out and preach your particular doctrine or your theories. He said go out and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Praise be to God. Go to verse 19. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and he sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth, the church, and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. That's thus saith the word of God. We just read it. That was an account of the early church. And we should have the same. We should. Amen. Who believes the gospel?
Amen.
Who believes the preaching of the word?
Amen.
Then God should confirm with signs following.
Amen.
Or we're just to have a bunch of preachers with no power.
No way,
no way. We expect God to come down, and which he has many times, which we praise him for, and change lives, and to heal people, and to set the captives free. That's the ministry of our Lord Jesus, to get rid of devils that bother people. And so we see it's a commission to the church. It's very clear. It's the blueprint given to the church to carry out. And, you know, brother and sister, that becomes a responsibility. You know, when we go out, we're going down to Auckland, up to Auckland, a couple of weeks to open the conference for the new ANZ and having other meetings up there. Then we're going to Malaysia, Lord willing, the next month. And I'm expecting God to come down and confirm his word with signs following. If we don't, then we've missed the commission somewhere. We're just a whole lot of talkers. We're just a whole lot of preachers. Everyone giving their view. I want God to come and confirm his word with signs following. This morning.
Amen.
This morning. We don't want to talk about the past or the future. We're talking about our ever-present God. And so may he do that for us. And so we see, when we look around, we seem to fall short in so many ways. And please do not misunderstand me, what is being said. I'm not just talking about outward manifestations, you know, people like to see. But the supernatural in our own personal life. This is so wonderful to have the supernatural in your life at home. If you're not in a church, you can have it at home. The Spirit of God comes upon you. That's what we're speaking of. Now, this is an amazing something from the dictionary, the Oxford Dictionary, Oxford. This is what it says about religion. Is everybody listening? Say amen. A strong belief in a supernatural power. That's religion. Not a whole lot of talking. Strong belief in a supernatural power or powers that control human destiny. The belief in and worship of a superhuman controlling power, especially a personal God. Or gods. That's the definition of the word religion. People today talk about religion. All they talk about are steeples, gowns, ceremonies, going to church, singing hymns, amen. It talks about supernatural. You cannot be connected to a supernatural God and not have supernatural things happening in your life. Who believes that? Absolutely. And brothers and sisters, we should hunger and thirst for this. We should seek after it, for God has it for us. Otherwise, we're living well below our privileges. And I'll tell you something, it's not God's fault. No, sir. So I just praise the Lord for that. All mention of supernatural power content in religion, all these definitions, they all say the same thing. We definitely have been given a supernatural gospel. Who believes it? If you have to, you just read it. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with other tongues. They shall heal the sick. They shall take up serpents. All those things are God coming on the scene. So we have I want to ask the question, have we substituted religion today for something else? Have I substituted religion for something else? Now, we're just generalizing, but each individual needs to consider this. This gospel has been absolutely vindicated by God, and we are without excuse. The great miracles, the great power of God. I was just reading something that was told to me concerning Brother Branham's ministry. And I'm not just talking about Brother Branham, because God used other men miraculously. Very outstanding ways. But this one was from Jack Coe, who's an evangelist in the United States. Who remembers Jack Coe? Mighty servant of Christ. Died very young, actually. But he was saying that he wanted to go and hear William Branham preach because he'd heard about him. And he heard about the discernment, and he thought it was fortune-telling and wasn't sure whether it was that or not. So he wanted to go and check it out because he came to the same city he was in, having revival meetings too. So he went along there. And Brother Branham, under the Spirit of God, says, this man here is not just blind, he's got no eyeballs. No flesh in his head. He said, thus saith the Lord, in 3 days you'll have eyeballs. And Brother Jacko thought to himself, wow, he says, anyone could say that. So he really thought about this. So he just sat over on the side of this big hall and by a doorway. And who should be coming out after the meeting? It was Brother Branham. And he came past him. It was Brother Jack having all these thoughts. He put his hand on him. He started praying. Quite silent prayer. He said, Brother Jack, this is Almighty God. Believe me. And you're going to have a ministry very similar. We're fighting the same devil. That's what he said to this evangelist. He said, Brother Jack Coe was greatly encouraged because he just knew what he was thinking about. He was questioning the ministry. And so after he'd gone out, he said, well, I'm just going to go and look up this man. So he went and looked up the man that had no eyeballs. In 3 days, he found him. And you know what? He had eyeballs. But you know what? He couldn't see. By 3 o'clock that afternoon, he could see. And he was shouting and praising God because God is faithful to his word. So that was a test for Brother Jack. And brothers and sisters, we should expect God to move. We've all got different ministries, different gifts, but we want to stay in the channel God's called you to do. That's what you should be doing. Praise the Lord. So we are without excuse because of the great miracles that have taken place. Things that took place in his early part of his ministry especially. People came up with no arms, Didi, just a socket. When he prayed for it, an arm grew out of a socket. That's for everyone to see. This is not a wonder if. It's publicly known. Why? Because God said he'll confirm his word with signs following. Do you believe God can do that this morning?
Amen.
You know, we need to really search our hearts whether we really believe these things or we just have some sort of religion with no power in it. And so we see we've had much exposure to books. We've had CDs and DVDs, computer concordances. Now we have the internet. There's an awful lot of rubbish out there, unfortunately. But if you're a child of God, he'll lead you to his word. He'll keep you close to his word. We think of the early church. They had none of those things, but they walked with God and vindicated the word. As Peter said in Acts 3:6, we read this. Peter said, silver and gold have I none. I've got no money. But such as I have, such as I have, give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. And he took him by the hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he went leaping and praising God. Do you believe God can do that this morning? Now you see, brother, sister, this is what I'm talking about, a vindicated ministry. You've got to have a vindicated gospel. It's got to be supernatural. It's got to be empowered by God, not by man, not work up, not imaginary, Almighty God coming on the scene. That you cannot question it. It is Almighty God that does these things, not men. How can a man put eyeballs in his head? Come on. We must believe. The Charles Spurgeon said, unbelief is a hideous monster that can get into your life and you've got to get rid of that. A hideous monster will destroy you. Kick it out. Don't go along with it. Trust only in God, the Bible says in Psalms. Don't trust in other things. We've got to come clean and say, Lord, I believe you. You'll vindicate your word with signs following. Such as I have, give I thee. It wasn't just a sermon. Peter was not just preaching a sermon to this man. He demonstrated it. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. All his ankles started clicking into place. And he walked and leaped and praised God. Who wants to see that happen?
God has already given provision for it. All we have to do is walk in the light. Accept it. He said, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. You see, brothers and sisters, it's God vindicating his word. Not to forget vindicating a ministry. He may vindicate a ministry. You know how he vindicates a ministry? By the things that they do. Jesus said, if you don't believe me, then receive the very works that I do, for they testify of me. If a man has been used of God, you respect that. Don't give your opinion about it. Just say, thank you, Lord. Because I know man cannot do these things. That's your hand. Hallelujah. So we see that many are resting on a confession of their belief. Paul said, faith without works is dead. We say, well, we've got faith. We believe the word. Where's the signs? If you believe the word, the signs will follow. Jesus said so. Confirming his word with signs following. Who's getting faith this morning? You can't produce this. God does it. He said he would do it. Let's expect God to come on the scene and confirm his word. Hallelujah. Without the supernatural vindication of God in their life, they say, oh, I confess this, and I confess the word is true and the message is true. That's very nice, but what about today? Has God confirmed it in your life today? I said everywhere we go, churches without power. I'm not talking about electric lights either. I'm talking about churches without power. Amen. Stiff as boards. No anointing. Brothers and sisters, I believe in the supernatural God to come and confirm his word with signs follow. And we're going to preach it until he does. What you preach is what you receive. Brother Branham said, you want people to receive the Holy Ghost? Preach about the Holy Ghost. If you want to see people healed, preach about divine healing. Because God will honor his word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we see it's really important. They're going without power. Coming dead like all other churches. It's really scary and sad. People are drying up. You know, they always talk about, oh, the denominations, this denomination, that, and they're the same. Exactly the same. We want God to move, Brother Lee. We want God to move in Malaysia. Churches everywhere. We want the love of God. We want the power of God. And we want the truth of his word, uncompromisingly. Change lives, walking in the light as he is in the light. Even some people who have once tasted of the Holy Ghost. Oh, these people that have tasted. They've tasted of the Spirit of God. They've tasted of good things to come. You know, they are in a dangerous position because they have tasted it. They know what it is to feel the Spirit of God. And now they're complaining about those who preach too much about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Complain about somebody preaching about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is the only thing that will take you in the rapture. You need it, otherwise you're not lifting off the ground. Your bodies will not change. If the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, it will quicken your mortal body. You're not going to be changed just for going to church now and again, or listening to the word or something like that. That's all good, but it takes more than that. You've got to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Talk about a cooling down. The Bible said it would be like Pauline's trying to cool down there. That's a natural cooling. But I tell you what, it's the cool spiritual cooling down. Brother and sister, I don't want to get like that. I want to get away from that junk. I want to get closer to God, Brother Bill. I want the Spirit of God to move up the coast, helping people, delivering souls. Who believes these things? We have a gospel to preach. We have a responsibility to get out and tell. God's going to hold us accountable.
It was prophesied by Jesus himself in Matthew 24. We can read this. Verse 12. And Jesus said, because iniquity shall abound. You know what iniquity is? Knowing you shouldn't do it and can keep doing it. That's iniquity. God's shown you that you should not be doing something and you continue doing it. You're an iniquitous person when you do that. And he said, because iniquity shall abound, there's so much of it. The love of many shall wax cold. The love of many. What's the love for one another? No, the love for God. It waxes cold. But he that shall endure unto the end. I tell you what. You know what, brother, sister, it's going to take some endurance. You're going to be endued with power. You need God to endue you with power that you'll have endurance to the end. But he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. God doesn't keep you. You're not kept. End of it. But it's God that worketh in you. Hallelujah. It's God that worketh in you. Both two things. To will and to do of his good pleasure. Glory. It's God doing the work. It's God moving upon us. It's God shaking us. When he starts to move the final time, there will be a final time before the coming of the Lord. When that rapture, before the rapture, is going to be such a sweet anointing. It's going to be that latter rain, whatever you want to call it. It's going to be because we need it. When that comes, I tell you, brothers and sisters, I want to be a part of it. So what about our personal lives? Our personal walk? Just leave the churches alone for a while. And concentrate on our own life. Are you satisfied with just following the church? Or following some ministry? Oh, everyone's got a great ministry to follow. This one's a great minister. This is a great minister. And they may be too. But it's going to take more than you just following a ministry. No matter who it is. It takes more than that. Are you contented just going along with the status quo? You know, this is what we believe. This is what our church goes along with. It's got to be more than that. When he comes, you've got to know him. And he's got to know you. When Jesus comes, it's not going to be a brand new relationship. No, you've had it every day with him in the prayer room. You're communicating with God. When he comes, well, the last thing he does is change this body. And this corruptible shall put on incorruption. And we'll rise to meet the Lord in the air. Oh, come quickly, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Surely I come quickly, amen. Even so, Lord Jesus. Revelation 22, verse 20, use on the video. You can see that up here. We love that scripture. Because God's word, and it will come to pass. So we see these things are very challenging. We're born into this last day truth. You know, people say, well, I came to the Lord. I've heard it, people say, I came into the message. That's nice. What does that mean? I came into the message. What message? Whose message? Somebody else's, this preacher's or that one's? I came into Christ. When I came to Christ, I was baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Christian water baptism. And he promised to give me the Holy Ghost. But really, have you ever had an experience, the dynamic power of the Holy Ghost baptism? Have we just become observers? I don't want to become just an observer. I want to be a partaker. Dee Dee, we've got to partake of this. So important. Vitally important. It's the only thing that will keep you through the storms. Brother and sister, this power is wonderful. When you're down, you're depressed, you're upset, unsettled, and the Holy Ghost comes on you, it's invigorating. I cannot explain it, but it changes everything. All right, Bill? You've got to have it. We must have it. Praise the name of the Lord. So we see, instead of becoming possessors of a vindicated dynamic power of God, we are satisfied with feeling the presence of God now and again at church. I felt the presence of God. A lot of people feel the presence of God. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. Many shout and praise the Lord, and it is God touching them. They're very happy, but I want something to take me out that door and down the road and back to work and to responsibilities of the week. I want to have that wonderful presence of the Lord Jesus with me all the time. There's times when you feel His presence more than other times, but He's never leaves you. I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. And brother and sister, if you just trust in Him alone, He'll bless you beyond anything you could imagine. Don't look at circumstances, look at Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Who loves the Lord? Everyone, believers here? Praising God and giving thanks, Brother Bruce. We've got to give Him thanks for what He has done for us. He loves to hear you thank Him. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. The Bible says so. Hallelujah. So I just pray that He'll help us all. Remember, the Lord is coming for individuals. He's not coming for churches. He's not coming for this church and somebody else's church and this other church. I pray He does come for those in this church. I pray that every one of you will be there. But brother and sister, I believe He's coming for me. Not because I've done anything, but Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. And I'm looking to Calvary and I'm looking to Him alone. Hallelujah. Only those that are walking with God, filled with the Spirit, are going. We've taken comfort in the fact that God uses us. That's nice. God can use you all the time. He uses us for His glory. Do we console ourselves because He has given us a gift? God's with us. Well, He may be with you, but the gift doesn't get you there. Gifts and callings are without repentance. You have a responsibility, if you've been given a gift, to use it. Brothers and sisters, more than that, we know what the Word of God clearly states. Let's turn to Matthew, chapter 7, verse 22. Many will say unto me in that day, what day? The last day, the day of His coming, many will say unto me, Jesus says this, Lord, Lord, they call Him Lord, you know. Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in Thy name? And in Thy name cast out devils. See, these things are legitimate things, and God ordained it. And in Thy name done many wonderful works, and He'll profess unto you, unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. He didn't say anything about the gifts. He didn't say anything about the wonderful works of God. But what troubled God was the iniquity in their life. I told you to do this and you will not do it. That bothers God. Not because He anoints you to do miracles. Not because He anoints you to be used of God. But when the Word of God says one thing and you say another, you're in trouble. Just say what the Bible says. Just say what God's Word says and He'll bless you. So this is a 24/7 experience we're speaking about. Every child of God that is to be raptured will know of this experience. A supernatural, dynamic, vindicated walk. Dynamic is something happening. You're not just getting up, reading your Bible, praying, going to bed, getting up, read your Bible, and praying, and that's it. Sit in church like a statue. Amen. Or, as I said the other day, let's rejoice. I've seen people do that. They're rejoicing. Oh, brother and sister, I want the power of God. I want the power of God running through my whole being. I want it to run through this church. I want every gift God has given us. I want everything that God has in our life to be manifested. Amen. Who wants that? Say amen. Amen. May God be gracious to us. So it's the very late hour that we're living in. And Jesus said, be ye therefore ready. Why did Jesus say, be ye therefore ready? We know to be ready. But why did Jesus say, be therefore ready? Because you're not going to have time to get ready. When he comes, it's over. When Jesus arrives, you're either ready or you're not. He said, be ye therefore ready for an hour when you think not, the Son of Man will come. Thank you, sister. You see it on the screen there. Matthew 24:44. Therefore be ye also ready. Be ye also ready. Something else. For in such an hour as you think not, you've got a big program going, you've got to get this done, I've got to get that done, I've got this plan, I've got that plan. And that time he could come, and you need to be ready. You can't run down to prayer service. You can't get down to some solid praying yourself. You've got to be ready. Some settle down that God will give them the Holy Ghost someday. Oh, one day. No. Sometimes people sit in church year in, year out and feel nothing. Isn't that awful? They sit in church and don't never feel the presence of God move across their heart. If it does, they just dismiss it. They don't do anything with that presence that's come to them to help them, to lead them into something far greater powerful experience than just feeling a nice feeling. The power of God will bring you through trials and testing like you won't believe. Hallelujah. Neither do they are they concerned that their soul is in jeopardy. They don't even realize it. I'm glad Sister Mita Naya loved the Lord. She loved the Lord, the sister. She was happy, rejoicing, planning to go with us to Malaysia. All of a sudden, she had a heart attack and died within about 3 hours. She didn't have time to say, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you'll help me to get closer to you. Didn't have time. And brother and sister, could happen to any one of us at any moment. Be ye therefore ready for an hour when you think not. People say, well, I don't think that the Lord may come next year. Or it's not only talking about him coming. It's talking about you going. He comes to get you. You've got to be ready. The Bible says clearly, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. You've got to be really hungry. Who's hungering this morning? Lord, I want you to come and change me. And Lord, tip me upside down, shake me. If there's it, I'm full of all the junk in the world. Get it out of me, Lord. I want this junk out of my mouth. It's taken up my thoughts, taken up my time. It's taken up everything. I want Christ.
Amen.
And him alone. Hallelujah. It's true that we must believe the promise of the Holy Spirit. Our whole life should be thirsting and living close to God. Living close to God as you can. Don't waste time on the world. You'll be sapped of all strength. You'll be sapped of desire to the world to come in and start ruling your life and having you chasing after pretty rainbows is not going to help you one little bit. It's going to take you back every day. I'm telling you the truth. I know it. But their whole life should be thirsting, living close to God as we can. Jeremiah 29:12 says, then shall ye call me, and ye shall go and pray unto me. Some people don't even pray. All I can say, you're in a dangerous position. If you're not praying, you're in a dangerous position. Something's wrong. Pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with your heart. All. Big difference. Listen to every word of God. When you shall search for me with all your heart, that's when you find God. Not a casual inquiry. I'll give it a go. I'll see what happens if I do this. No, no. It's your time. It sure isn't time to presume.
but to be sure and settled in Christ. Now, brother and sister, I cannot put this into you, but I'm going to tell you something. You need to really seek after God with all your might and power. People say, oh, the Lord does it. That is true, but the Bible says, if you draw nigh unto me, I will draw nigh unto you. He's expecting you to seek him and wait on the Lord. Don't just expect to come to church and hear a sermon now and again that might help you out. And it may. But it's more than that. Listen to what our Lord says in Luke 16:16. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. It's a pressing into the kingdom of God. It's a pressing into heaven. Listen, read what he says, Matthew 11:12. Pretty straight talk here. Very straight talk. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. You know, brother and sister, this is serious. You need to seek after God. You need to press into the kingdom. Don't say, oh, the Lord will bless me one day. No, you seek him. You pray. You wait on God. You kick the stuff out of your life that's holding you back. It's a trouble. I've got to get rid of this thing. It's binding me. You really start seeking it. It's violence. When you take the city, you come up to the city to take the city gates. You don't come and knock on the... excuse me, tonight we're going to take the city over. They'll put a spear through you. You don't do that. When they take the city, they put the ladders up on the wall. They climb up. The violent take it by force. And if you are the kingdom of God, you've got to climb and seek and pray and ask God to fill you. Yes. I know it's true, Lord. But so few. The love of many shall wax cold. They'll become cold towards the things of God. Once upon a time, they were really hungry for God. Now it's been replaced with something else. Brother Brandon made this statement. The message called Desperation. Desperation, he says. When thou seekest me, he says, with all thine heart. With all thine heart. Then I'll hear you, you see. The kingdom... The law and the prophets were until John, and since then the kingdom of heaven has been preached, and men presses into it, he says. You don't just stand around and say, pick me up by the collar, Lord, and push me in. You press into it. You get desperate. It's been between life and death. Don't pick me up by the collar, Lord, and pop me in. The violent press into God. We cannot wait for mum and dad, young people. You can't wait for mum and dad. Maybe they're not going. I pray they are. But you can't rely on that. Wife, you cannot wait on your husband. When he gets there, I'll come along. No, no such thing. Husband, you can't say, I'll wait, my wife will get in and I'll come along with her too. No, you will not. It's very individual, very personal. You've got to have your own experience with God. This is not a church matter, this is a personal matter. We come to church to be encouraged. We come to church to build our faith and to reach out to God. It's just that serious. Lot found that out when he went out of Sodom. Wife followed along, she became a pillar of salt. Now, brother says, that's a terrible thing. His wife became a pillar of salt because he thought she was coming along with her whole heart, but she was not out. She came out of Sodom, but Sodom was still in here. You can separate from the world, but the world could be still in here. You've got to get violent. You've got to mean business with God. You've got to get out.
So what shall we do? As we think about these things. That's what they asked on the day of Pentecost. Men and brethren, what shall we do? What shall we do? The same question's been asked today. Our religion is not in vain. It's a living, vindicated experience of the Almighty God. I'm so glad God gave me the Holy Ghost when I was 14. I knew what it was to be in the power of God, and I've had many visitations since by the grace of God, and I need more today. I'm not going to be settled for just drifting. Be left behind. What a terrible thought. To be left behind. Because we presumed that all was well, and it was not all well. This wonderful part of it is, it's free to all. It's absolutely free this morning. It's for you. God will be guiltless on that day because he made it free. To whomsoever will. Let's bring that up, Sister, in John 7. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." That is the Holy Ghost flowing out of you. But you've got a thirst for it. He cried, "If any man thirst," he didn't say, "Now, my beloved brethren, if anyone is thirsting here," he didn't. He said, "If any man thirst, the violent take it by force. Come unto me and drink." And those that did received the Holy Ghost. If we have truly repented, turned away from our sin, asking God's forgiveness through the blood of Jesus Christ is the only way. You can't be good enough for God. You never will be. But the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Isn't that wonderful? If you confess your sins, he's faithful and just. See, God's got a right attitude. He wants you to be in that kingdom. He wants you to be at that marriage supper. And he says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Hallelujah. This is great news. Let's say, praise the Lord, somebody. This is great news that your sins can be forgiven. He's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. But you need to ask him and mean it, and he will. We've been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, signifying that old nature was buried with Christ. He promised he would fill us with the Holy Ghost and newness of life. And brothers and sisters, that is a must-have. A must-have. I say a must-have. You must be filled with the Holy Spirit. One day you'll love me for this. It's the truth. Jesus said, you must. M-U-S-T. You must be born again. Born again. What happens when a baby is born? When a baby is born, it comes out of its mother. A supernatural event takes place. A spirit comes into that body. And when you're born again of the Holy Spirit, a supernatural event takes place. The Holy Spirit comes into you. And Jesus said, you must have it. They don't just become a pew warmer. They're a partaker. The Holy Spirit. They need to receive a vindicated, dynamic experience with Jesus Christ. May every soul receive that today. I cannot even emphasize the seriousness of what I'm saying. I wish I could just somehow, by some power of God, show you, and then all your eyes will open. You'll see the seriousness of what I'm saying. You must receive the Holy Spirit. Because I got baptized. That's good. That's all part of it. It's a promise that you will receive it.
If you repent of your sins, Peter said, be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So expect it. Don't say, oh, I did those two things. Now, God will do something. Brother Brad says, you're expecting God to pick you up by the collar and push you in. No, you're going to hunger for the Holy Ghost. They that hunger and thirst shall be filled. Praise the Lord. Shall we stand? We're talking about a vindicated, dynamic religion. We're not talking about something that what our church does. That's no good. It's got to be more than that. It's got to be a living experience. If you walk out this door and you die, it could happen to anyone. You've got to be ready. You've got to be filled with the Spirit to get you out of the grave. That's beautiful, brother. Just carry on with that, won't you? It's not possible. Only believe. That's all you have to do. Is really believe this. I can't put the faith in your heart, but if you have faith in there, you say to the Lord Jesus, I want to believe you. I want to do it. I just want to talk about it. I just want to hear. Some people just hear sermons all day long. That's all they hear, sermons. It goes in this ear, it comes out that one. But you know what happens when you hear the word of God? It's got to go drop down into the engine room, into the heart. Say, Lord, I receive your word. Only believe. Just only believe. Only. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. Think, oh, Jesus will do it, but you've got to believe him. The Bible says he could not do many mighty miracles in the city because of the unbelief. Jesus was stunted from working. That ugly monster of unbelief has to be gone out of your life. You're going to say, Lord, I'm kicking this guy out. I'm resisting the devil. He will flee from you. But I know God's here to confirm his word with signs following. Because anybody has any need whatsoever, you're free to come. You don't have to come. You can receive it in your seat. Many people overseas have received healings, even in Louisville at Easter time. We heard back. Great miracles took place just in their seats. If you believe this, you can receive it. If you believe it, you will receive it. Because God is the God of his word. Lord, I believe. Lord.
Let's sing number 118. It's in C. Flow through me, Holy Spirit. Flow through me. It's exactly what's been preached. Number 180 now. Flow through me. Number 17, I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will I know the Lord will make a way for me, but we've got to believe that that is so. If we don't believe it, it's not going to be so. But He will make a way for you if you want to believe. Just let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank You for the Word. We know that the Holy Spirit has confirmed it to our hearts, not just those here in the church, but also those that are on the internet. Those on the CDs when they come to listen. Lord, You are not restricted by distance or where they live, northern hemisphere, southern hemisphere, whichever nation it is, whether male or female, old or young, you have a place for us all if we believe and follow what you've said. Help us, Lord, to confirm what we know is true and what Peter said on that day, repent. Be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Lord, we're holding on to that. We know it's true, and you confirm it on a daily basis when we talk to you. Lord, just bless the people that have listened in at this time. Lord, just be with us as we go to a luncheon at this time, Lord, and bless the food that we are about to partake. Bless the fellowship, and may we just be ready for the afternoon service at 1 p.m. Undertake for us all in Jesus' name. Amen. You are dismissed.